This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You get this guy a hole, he's going to make you miss and go to the crib. The thing about Saquon that people don't know, not only the talent he has, he is so explosive, he is so fast.
Yeah.
Well, he's a home run hitter at 225 pounds. You don't really see that. I think Saquon is the reason why we will be in a Super Bowl in New Orleans, and you talk about MVP, that's what MVP is all about. I don't care about all these regular stats and all that, because we can talk about all these other MVPs. What's the difference between number MVPs and Saquon? The difference is he's carrying us. Eagles are not the same without number 26 back there. Great. He got to be an MVP. I know it's a quarterback award. I know that. I get all that. But when you look at these players, look at what are they really bringing to the table. Saquon is not only bringing stats, he's bringing legacy, bro, and he's also bringing a championship opportunity.
That was deep.
That was. And a guy
he was talking fast. You could tell he was passionate about it. He was just flowing on that one.
Yeah, you could tell when we had him in here, that was the voice, of course, of LeSean McCoy, that he's enjoying watching a guy like Saquon to carry the torch that he had here about a decade ago when he was a great running back. I think there's probably some pride in there watching Saquon.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, man. It's fun to see him. It's one of those things where watching them play now and seeing the fun that they're having, man, it's nostalgic for anybody that's ever put on an Eagles uniform to see this type of success. And now everybody's thinking back to playoff runs or Super Bowl runs and trying to make comparisons and things of that nature. It's a lovely thing to see. And I'll tell you another thing, man, the timing couldn't be better. You know, it's starting to get a little cool outside, cold, I should say, not cool. You know, this is the time of year where cats make business decisions. I always tell you about that. December, January football.
Oh, yeah.
And Saquon is running like he's a man on a mission.
So let me check in with the weather. Sunday, late afternoon in Baltimore. You ready for this,
it's
Hugh?
It's Baltimore. It ain't going to matter.
Hugh, you're talking about business decisions on both sides, right?
Business decisions.
We got Derrick Henry on one side. We got Saquon on the other. Sunday evening, at around, let's go, 425 kick Sunday?
Yeah.
Guess what that real feel is going to be at kickoff?
20 degrees.
26 degrees,
no,
Baltimore Sunday.
I tell you what, this is one of those games, man, that as a defender, you're like, ooh, we got these young cats back there that have been balling. We're going to see what they made of. This is where they say the rubber meet the road.
Yep, yep.
Because Derrick Henry, that's a grown-ass man. Like, you think Saquon big. Wait till you see Derrick Henry out there looking like the Predator. See, big is he about what, 6'4", 6'5"?
He's unreal.
Man, you know, it's funny thinking back, I'm going back in the way back machine, but I remember playing the first time I played against Eddie George. I was like, all right, damn, that's a big ass dude.
Didn't sound like you wanted to tackle him.
Oh, man, that was like, oh. like, because you got to think, me and Trot about the same, like, Trot the middle linebacker, I'm the defensive end, Corey Simon, Hollis, we're all about the same height. Eddie George stood at least 2 inches taller than all of us, and he was a running back. We're like, ah. It's a long day.
6'3", 235 for George.
That's a long-ass day.
Yeah, he was a big-time back.
But those are the kind of challenges that you want because you want to see how you measure up against the big dog.
No, and we're going to see it this weekend. All right, Saquon Barkley, here's what Jaws said about him this morning as we watch a player that's right now on pace to set the single-season rushing record.
You know, the closest I can think of, and I do remember O.J. Simpson's, you know, his run that he when he was at the top of his game. Adrian Peterson, you know, I was working at ESPN doing Monday Night Football, so I was very attuned to what he was doing. This one is really special, I think, primarily because it's kind of unexpected. You know, we were excited to get Saquon and you know, very happy to have him, but I don't think anyone anticipated the type of year that he's having and hopefully continues to have. So this may be the best run I've seen in maybe a long, long time.
Well, it's one of the best seasons we've ever seen in Eagles history. All right, so I was trying to think through this morning, Hugh, where I would try to place Saquon, what he's doing right now, in terms of the best seasons in Eagles history. You said yesterday this season, like what he's done in these 11 games, puts him in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so I made a list here. I have what I consider the top six seasons Eagles history offensively. And I need your guys' help. Where do we slot Saquon in? Right? I did this without Saquon because he's only 11 games in. He hasn't finished this. But I need your help. Where do we slot Saquon? So here's my list. Best Eagles seasons. I'm just going last 25 years. I'd excluded Randall. I was very young when Randall was at his very best. So I didn't put Randall in.
Good pull. The music is awesome.
Wait, we need the music. There it is. And I put honorable mention. I didn't include Donovan 04 because I felt like someone else in 04 was just even better on his own team. But Donovan 04 was obviously excellent as well with the 30-plus touchdowns. So here's my list. Top six individual seasons as an Eagle. Number one, I have T.O. 2004. And I know he didn't finish the year he got hurt, but I give you extra credit for coming back in the Super Bowl, do what he did.
You started with number one?
I started with one.
I guess I must have been in the top 10 then.
I went offensive players.
I'm hurt.
Number one, I went T.O. Number one, okay? 14 touchdowns in 14 games. And then he comes back and does what he does in the Super Bowl. Number two, I went LeSean McCoy 2013. He led the NFL in yards from scrimmage. He was incredible. Started with that first game down in Washington. And he really never slowed down. McCoy at number two. And he's one of the only ones on this list that actually did it for a whole year. Everyone else has, like, they get hurt. It's kind of rare to have a great Eagles offense who's in that last the entire time. So one T.O., two McCoy. Three, I went Michael Vick 2010. I just thought the wow of Vick in 2010 was as good as anything I've ever seen. That quarter he had against the Giants in the game where obviously Deshaun won on the punt return.
Yeah, that was...
That might be the greatest single quarter I've ever seen a quarterback play.
I remember where I was at.
It was nuts.
I was at Dave and Buster's watching that one, and I came back and gave all the Giants finger. The Giants fans the finger. Because they were winning that game for the most part.
I think they were up three scores entering the fourth quarter and lost.
Yeah.
There was a one play where they blitzed Vic, and Vic went like around the back of all the linemen and out the other side. It was nuts. I put Vic 2010 number three. Number four, Nick Foles 2013, 27-2. It's rare we'll ever see a season like that again in the NFL. That many touchdowns, that few picks, Nick Foles, and of course he left the field with the lead in the playoff game. Let's never forget that. Foles left the field with the lead. 2013, Foles number four. Number five, I put Jalen Hurts 2022. They were 14-1 when he played that year, and he had 760 rushing yards. If he doesn't get hurt, I think he wins the MVP and might rush for 1,000 yards as a quarterback. Hurts, 2022, number five. And number six, I wasn't going to exclude him, but you know I had to put him last, is Carson Wentz 2017. Great year on the list.
Sounds like you don't like Carson Wentz.
I know he wasn't a Wentz guy, but obviously he deserves to be on the list. So I went T.O., McCoy, Vick, Foles, Hurts, Wentz. Wentz is six.
Well, you made him six.
Less, yeah.
Yeah, that's
all right, so I need your help now. Now that you have the list, and I did it, I did do it on purpose so you could kind of slot Saquon in.
Okay, I thought we were...
I get it. You usually go backwards.
I say you spoil the surprise.
But I wanted you to see the list in your head, one through six.
You're trying to get our help.
I need your help. Where do we put Saquon?
I would say right off the gate, Kyle, how do you feel? At least somewhere three or four?
Like right now, you're ready to put him there?
So my problem is... I think I'm gonna have to put it ahead of Shady 13.
Well, that means it's number two.
He's gonna shatter his rushing record.
So
if he gets 2,000 yards,
I know
it's not even close.
Shady had, was it 1,600?
Yeah,
somewhere in that range. He did lead the NFL in yards from scrimmage that year, which I mean, obviously Saquon could do as well. So that means right now you have this Saquon year at number two, only behind T.O.
Well, I'm a little ahead of T.O.
Woo! All right.
I mean, like, T.O.'s season did get cut short.
It did. Now, to be fair, we're only 11 games in, right? Like,
no, for sure. Just knowing what I know now.
But he came back and dominated the Super Bowl against Belichick.
I know he did.
And maybe the best defense that Belichick ever had,
Let me ask you this. How close was 0-4 T.O.? We won't know because FanDuel wasn't around. MVP odds.
I was trying to think back and remember. I don't. It's hard for me to remember the coverage
was
of it then.
Was there T.O. MVP talk?
That I can't recall.
I don't remember
because
either.
We're getting national Saquon Barkley MVP
talk. I think that was the year Peyton Manning threw for like 50 touchdowns for the first time. So like I feel like he was running away with it. Hugh, where would you rank Saquon right now? Best Eagle season we've ever seen. Again, offensive players. I'm not trying to slight anybody in here. I mean, if I did, I'd have to put Reggie, Dawkins.
I mean, honestly, where do you think Hugh would fall on that list of six that you put out?
Defensive players?
Yeah. No, I just like overall.
Oh, overall?
Either or, yeah. So you gave six players. Where would you
slot in? I put him ahead of Wentz.
Oh, come on.
I got it.
Back on topic. man, that's a tough one. I like what he's doing now, man, but I was a part of what T.O. brought to the table. To me, this is kind of like the Jordan LeBron conversation, because when I think of Michael Jordan, I think of Michael Jordan and everything that he brings to the table. The fact that he's still an iconic figure, that cats are still standing in line and his shoes are still selling out, and what he meant to the game of basketball. T.O., when he got to the city, man, we were already a good football team.
Mm.
He just got us over the hump, but he brought a level of celebrity with him as well. That was the first time I met Vivica Fox, was at one of T.O.'s parties, and I was like, man, I was like, it was bananas.
Lock
like, it was just bananas what T.O. meant to the city at that time. Because as soon as I got back, because he was already here, but when I got back, the city was different. From the beginning all the way to the end, it was different. Saquon, this is built. This is built over the last couple of weeks. I think that when he first got here, they knew that he would probably be a huge contributor, but not to this point. I think this move right now, when you put it in perspective, and I know it's this story is still being written, but I don't recall anybody. Well, I guess let me pull that one back, because they did talk about Christian McCaffrey buying the
That
same,
was the
bro.
Comp, yeah.
Yeah, they did kind of talk about that.
No one, I don't think anyone predicted this quite like this. I mean, you might have said he's going to make them better. Kyle said that, but like, no one predicted rushing record.
There's something to the perception, though, of like when T.O. got here. I mean, I don't want to. The Todd Pinkston, Freddie Mitchell.
The
no, I'm just saying, like,
greater.
The upgrade was totally ridiculous. And we hadn't seen a season of wide receiver dominance in the city, like, for like a very, very long time. The Saquon one, we're almost like, is this better than a guy that we just saw do it a decade ago in LeSean McCoy? Like, we have something to compare it to.
It was more wow, probably.
Right.
So you asked, Kyle, the MVP stuff. I don't remember the coverage, but I have pulled up the voting. Now, back then, you could only vote for one person from MVP. It wasn't a ballot, right? So you can't see, like, how many votes he got. Peyton Manning won the award with 47 out of 48 votes. Michael Vick got one vote for MVP. But Offensive Player of the Year, T.O., was third. So it was Peyton, Culpepper, Owens. So if I could have, if they had the voting the way they do now, I bet T.O. would have got some like second and third place votes for MVP. That's my guess. That's how great he was. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, maybe we'll put a poll up. Who better offensive season? T.O. 04, Saquon Barkley 2024. I think it's fair to think by the end of the year he could be number two or one. I mean, if he breaks the NFL season rushing record and breaks the record for yards from scrimmage ever in the NFL. It's going to be hard to say this is not the greatest Eagles season we've ever seen.
And I tell you, it's funny because Saquon falls right into what everybody in the city has been clamoring for for decades, it feels like.
Run the ball?
Run the damn ball.
Well, it's a run the ball and defense team.
No, I
this is like the ultimate Eagles
team. It's funny because I think about when Gilly the Kid do an interview, and he was like, in Philadelphia, we want to run the ball. And when we run the ball, we want to run the ball some more. And he is the salve for this wound that we've had for a long time, man. He really, really is. It's ridiculous how in just a few short weeks, this team has gotten back to its identity that has been held for decades. Defense and running the football. So much so that people – I appreciate everybody going out their way to remind me every day in my DMs and on text messages how important this defense is.
Well, it's not going to stop you.
It's a good point.
Appreciate it.
You
keep
had the nerve
keep them coming.
To say in front of this city that defense was a luxury.
And you know what? Listen, I take pride in that take because it took y'all a whole year. It took you people.
I fought you right away.
Y'all fought. Now they fighting harder.
Yeah, well, now I have an army with me. Yeah, but it was, at first it was just me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because now everybody, like all of a sudden, everybody want to come act like I was crazy. But I wasn't crazy
you know what
a year
the
and
issue
a half ago
was?
When I threw it out there.
I know what it was.
Well, you hadn't been proven wrong yet.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get my point. So I revel in the fact that it took a year and a half.
A year and a half ago.
To come from my neck.
Yeah, because a year and a half ago, people heard you say it, and I think just their reflex was, well, I have to agree with you. Julio doesn't know anything about football.
No, it was because they saw it, and they knew what I was talking about.
But deep down, they were like, oh, Joe's right on this. Hugh's crazy, but I don't know him well enough to tell him.
Now I got people calling and talking bad about me in other show parts.
That's right. That's how you know you've made it. 215-592-90.
If you ain't got haters, you ain't popping.
That's right. Tom in Middletown's up. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Tom. What's up, pal?
Hey, listen. Real quick. And don't cut me off because there's a very good point at the end I want to make.
We be cutting folks off, man.
I didn't know that.
This ain't the afternoon show. We let people talk.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. All right. Listen, I am on the fence of comparing what we got right now to the 2022 team. I mean, until we get to the playoffs and see what we could do, we'll go from there. But I'll tell you what. Right now, we are just. Back then in 2022, we were like dogs, like we had dog mentality and all that. Right now, we're just brutal. Like, we're gladiators, man. We're just destroying people on the line.
Maulers.
And I'm telling you, they're so big, they're so well coached, and the blocking schemes are unbelievable. And Saquon is so powerful. We have a quarterback and a running back that squats over 600 pounds. There's no linebackers in the league that do that. There's probably not many linemen do that. I mean, these guys are strong, powerful individuals. And right now the scheme is working. And Joe, come on, man, you got to give Nick an extension. What's going on here?
I told you I'm waiting until after the playoffs. Is that like give me a playoff win and then we'll put pen to paper. Playoff. That's all.
Joe, what you're seeing, just the schemes, the blocking schemes, the power, it's just – and the beautiful part is Saquon, everyone's going to start loading the box on him, and then look at our beautiful receivers
loading
we have.
The box is crazy.
I mean, that offense is going to open up. We will average over 35 points a game for the rest of the season.
All right, everyone take a deep breath. Over 35 per game?
Douglas
over here. I mean, like,
whatever it takes.
I know, but like, you're right.
The hyperbole on this show today is off the charts.
If you're right on that, then it's eastbound and down, Tom. Loading up the truck because we're going to New Orleans.
Let me do the eastbound and down thing. Don't cut me off here.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do with this. Okay. We're
it's a variety going, hour.
Unbelievable, Joe.
Okay. Now Hugh is very, very, very interested in running that bus and the activities that are going to go in that
bus. Yes, yes. That's all he talks about.
Joe, you're a minivan driver.
I am, yes.
Here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Let's somehow find, and back then, I think the Bandit Edition Trans Am was a 1977. Let's find a black Trans Am and we'll let Kyle drive that Trans Am leading the bus all the way down.
I'm not driving.
But wait a second. If Kyle drives, he can't participate in any of the fun. He's got to be a responsible driver. That's part of the fun of being on a bus.
I got beers to crack.
It was a 77.
This is a beer run, Tommy. Let's call it for what it is. I mean, it's a vehicle to get us down there while we have fun.
Well, he's probably more of the Burt Reynolds than all three of you, but I'm just saying, Hugh is the entertainer. He's going to take care of the entertainment on that bus.
Yeah, that's a responsibility, Hugh. You got that?
77 Firebird.
All right, Tom, what do you got for us in terms of a holiday tradition for Hugh's Clues? We need a guess.
I'll tell you what, a kiss under the mistletoe.
That's an interesting answer, Tom. Good one, not it. Now, do you know that
that's... Do people still do that?
Sure.
I'm saying, like, you know, at Christmas parties, folks used to get in trouble for the mistletoe.
Well, I don't know if people are doing it at public
no,
events.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, back in the day, Christmas parties, people used to, you know, get in trouble for those. I don't think we do that no more.
I don't think it's here in the office, but I do think people still do it. Yeah.
COVID might have put an end to that, to be honest with you.
Did COVID ruin the mistletoe?
Yes, I think so.
You want to kiss strangers under the mistletoe?
Ain't nobody kissing.
If you were ever into that, then you might have put a stop.
Maybe I'm in the dark on this. Maybe the mistletoe's dead. I thought it was a good answer.
I mean, it was decent, but I was just thinking, like, mistletoe.
Is this just going to be a day where you just poo-poo everybody's holiday traditions?
This was your clue. You asked people for holiday traditions.
I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just...
You are.
No.
You threw the wishbone out the window, and now this.
When he said the mistletoe, I was like, people be running around just kissing random folks now? That's what I was thinking.
I don't think it's as popular as it used to be. I also don't think it's as dead as you're making it out to be.
I didn't know. Nobody confirmed the wishbone thing, though. So
we both did it.
So how does it go down? Like, you sit at the dinner table.
One person holds one end, one person holds the other.
You,
you
say,
pull
hey,
it
grandma.
Apart.
And you see, yeah.
No,
and
saying,
whoever
say,
gets
hey,
the
grandma,
bigger part
yeah.
gets good
wishbone.
Luck.
Hey, Gramps, get over here.
I got the wishbone. Come make a wish. That's what you do.
I don't know.
How do you need this explained to you?
No, because I'm saying...
Yourself a favor.
How
Google
do you designate who gets the wishbone?
It's unbelievable.
It's a luck thing. Whoever gets the bigger part of it gets good luck.
No, I'm saying who gets the actual wishbone.
I don't know. There's no system to it.
What if there's nobody else around and I get the wishbone and I break it with my hand?
That's cheating.
You know what this proves? I don't even eat meat anymore, and I know this whole thing. You're the plant-based one here. I mean, this is so plant-based. Really,
I didn't know that was a tradition.
Just Google Thanksgiving traditions, and the wishbone will be one of the first things
that
come up.
I'm about to Google it right now.
Thanksgiving traditions.
I'm Googling it right now.
See what comes up.
This is unbelievably plant-based. All right, Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
You got to take the wishbone out and let it dry off for a few days before you can even break it. So I don't know what – I can't believe Hugh doesn't know this.
I did not know. I'm looking at the top 34 Thanksgiving traditions.
This might be a white person thing, Hugh. I'm not sure.
I didn't want to say it.
I'll say
we can
white,
hear it
so
when
I
you think
say.
That, though.
Oh, yeah. You can hear it?
No, we can hear it, yeah.
You've been shaming us.
Oh, you know what number two is?
No, but you're going to give away answers.
Okay, fine.
This is huge.
Don't give away. I got one.
Just let us know if the
win,
wishbone's one of them.
Okay, number three. Wow, I did not know
y'all. Wishbone?
I did not know y'all did this at Thanksgiving. I haven't done none of this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff. Hughes is looking up white people traditions.
I didn't say that.
Okay. So I do think the this team is a little bit better than the 2022 team. I think mainly there's a couple reasons. One, our defensive backfield is much better because Kyle mentioned it earlier. You know, we got carved up a couple of times, especially you know later in the season or in the playoffs. Like with it, there's no getting carved up right now with this team. And the defensive line is coming into their own, as they say, where they're not getting a ton of sacks, but they're putting enough pressure on the quarterbacks. You know. For the defensive backs to hold it down on the back end of it, and I would like to say that I think they finally figured out that Jalen doesn't have to throw the ball 40 times for us to win a game. We have Saquon, no doubt, but we're this whole thing about paying him a lot of money and he's got to do this and do that. You don't really need to do that. Like they figured out that let's throw the ball 25 times and run the ball 25, and that's how we're winning.
Mm-hmm. All right, I agree with that, Jeff. And as long as they can follow that path, I think they'll be fine. Now, I think it's hard to do that all the way. At some point, I think they're going to have to throw a lot to win a game. But I pointed out the Seahawks in 2013 did it. Barrett Brooks texted Hugh and said his team in 05, that's the like, it, once in a
Shout
while.
Shout out to B. Brooks.
Yeah, once in a while, there's a year where a team wins on running the ball and defense, and the quarterback is good, but not the driving force. And it could happen.
The caller, Skyler, earlier in the day was talking about what if we get into a shootout. Mm-hmm. I think this defense is good enough that we won't get in a shootout. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that'll be a thing for this team. I'm not worried about the defense as I used to be, you know, last year.
Well, I'm not, Jeff. I'm not either. I think you're right. I think if they get, like, the Lions, the Chiefs, and Jeff, we appreciate it, probably the two ones you'd be like, can they hold them down, especially the Lions? But I think they keep that game in the 20s. 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to your phone calls on all this. We got to give you a second clue because Hugh's not handling the first one very well at all.
No, I'm looking at these. Okay, it just popped up, but it's 27th on the list of holiday the Thanksgiving traditions.
Wishbone?
Yes.
I Googled it like a second ago. It was the third thing that popped up on the list.
On the list that I'm looking at, Kyle, it's 27.
You click some link. If you Google it, it'll come up right on your screen, buddy.
How about they say you let the kid? I've never let the kids serve dessert. That's on the list, too. Let the kids serve the dessert.
My kids would eat the whole dessert before it gets out to the table. And when we get back, what do we think it will actually take for Saquon to win the MVP? We'll lay out the path to that next. 215-592-9494. T.O. or Saquon, who had the better year? 04 T.O. This year, Saquon. And are you ready to say this team is better than the 2022 Eagles that made the Super Bowl? We'll discuss it all. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Great prize to give away today as we have a pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on Saturday, December 7th. It is a triple header. BigFiveClassic.co to buy tickets. Also a pair for you right now today. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
We're giving them a second clue already because the first one wasn't good enough.
That's well, you said it, not me.
Wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it was a bomb clue, to be totally honest.
It was a good clue.
This is the second. You ain't got to lie, Kyle. I can tell you a lie. This is the second clue. I never really understood this tradition.
That based on the first hour of the show, no one's surprised.
I didn't know, like, I was reading the tradition list on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the Bloody Mary bar was like a tradition.
That feels like a lot to start the day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, so the first clue was Aldred and tradition. Second clue is you never really understood this one in particular. That's your second
really
clue.
Narrowed it down.
I would say most traditions you don't understand.
We live in two different worlds. It's obvious. I didn't know that. Wishbone?
Yeah. Huh. I think most people get it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. T-O-04, Saquon 24, better season. And, of course, right now are you ready to say this team is better than the Eagles team 2 years ago that made the Super Bowl? I'm not quite ready to say it yet, although they're trending that way. Hugh is ready to say it. Big V, Matt Laurel's up on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Gillio!
Big V.
Yo, Hugh.
Yo.
I love you, man, but you're going to have to, you know, deal with some social issues and traditions.
What do you mean?
Come on. Yeah, tell him, Big V.
Q, listen, all I want to say is this. If it sounds like you're being attacked, if you feel like you're being attacked, you're being attacked, okay? Besides, Q's first clues are undefeated. Anybody got stats on how many people won off of Hugh's first clue?
It's pretty rare.
Somebody just did it last week.
It is last week. We had Terrence, I believe. But yeah, Big V, I would say one out of every 20 maybe wins on the first clue. It's pretty rare.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So Hugh, you know, like, okay, cool. I understand. But but in terms of saying that the Eagles are better than they were from the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I said that during the draft. I was the first one that came up there and said this was Howie's season. And, you know, hats off to the big three, Howie, Laurie, and Sirianni, because Sirianni and that conversation more than likely said what he need for us to get to the Super Bowl, surrounding it around Jalen. Laurie said, okay, let me open up my pocketbook. And Howie went and got the pieces in place. This team is better because they're more of a balanced team, offensively and defensively. I mean, they're so balanced that they can barely find an identity. It's just one team, one goal, working for one thing, that Super Bowl.
Like a script writer over here, Big V. One team, one goal, working for everything.
That was a thing at one point. One team, one goal, one city.
That might have been the year they won the whole thing in 2017. All right, Big V, you're ready. I like that. And you said you were first, so you get extra points for that. Big V, what do you got for us? Hughes clues, what's your guess?
I don't know. Holiday tradition. Sex?
It's a tradition?
Not on your list.
I didn't know, like, for the holidays, like, you mean, like, I know, like, on Wednesday night is the biggest night for drinking and people coming back into town.
I guess that could probably tie into that. I would say that's making bad decisions on Wednesday. Settle down, everyone. Settle down.
I would have rolled him until he told me no. Making bad decisions on a Wednesday night.
Well, that is one of those bad decisions, like tomorrow night, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the night before then. People go home, yeah, I guess.
Well, people come back home.
That's what
they see people, they haven't seen a shot at
you like you wouldn't understand this.
Who, me?
No, I didn't say that.
Big V, like his answer. The second clue was that Hugh doesn't understand this.
Oh, did he take a shot at you?
I didn't pick up on that. Worry about Big V taking a shot at my sex life.
But wait a second. Big D's got to think through this. Do you think we would have let Hugh roll that out as Hugh's clues today?
Yes. What's wrong with Big
D? We can't control Hugh.
Nah, well, I think we could have some veto power like Hugh. Is this really
like,
the best idea?
What's wrong with you?
Come on, man. Frank in Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, Frank. What's up?
So at first, I wanted to ask you for the first clue before we got to the second one. I didn't understand if it was falling asleep after eating a big meal while watching the game. Because that's a tradition in my family.
That's a great one.
To fall asleep after a big meal?
While watching the game.
I mean, that sounds about
more. Well, you said you don't understand it. That's not my guess. I have an actual guess. But before I get to that, I want
to
give you
a good way to get two guesses.
Mm-hmm. I think T.O.'s 2004 season is really great in time, but AJ had a better season in 2022. He had 296 more yards. He missed like 11 touchdowns. He missed one game, and overall had a better year because I think AJ is technically T.O. part two for us. Saquon season, when it's all said and done, barring no injuries and everything like that, everything goes smoothly. I think he'll have the best Eagles single season offensive season in Eagles history. Yes, I love LeSean McCoy. I was glad he got the rushing title, but Saquon is doing numbers. He's not just running the ball. He's catching the passes. He's also doing the intangible stuff like the blocks and like being available to help when things need to get like broken down and plus locker room stuff. So T.O.'s up there, but when you look at all the individual seasons since then, he's not even in the top six personally, in my opinion.
Frank, I think that's a fair – I mean, it is fair to say A.J. was incredible in 22 too. I do think the league has changed so much, though, and it's just more open to passing. Like, it's almost more – you know what I mean? Like, it's what – to watch a receiver do what he did in that time compared to now, it's almost – I'm not taking away from A.J. He's great, and I agree with you. He's like T.O. 2.0. I just feel like it was harder to put up those kind of numbers then. Now, there's like a lot of receivers each year get to 1,200, 1,300 yards. It's a little different.
Right, and I agree with you. And like I said, in time, that was a phenomenal season. It's just now it's a little different.
Yeah.
Now, I will say our team now is better than 22 for just very few reasons. Do you believe Zach Bond is better than T.J. Edwards?
Yes. Though Edwards was good, he's better. He's better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying Edwards is bad, but Zach Bond is better. And like at various positions, we can see the upgrades. Our safeties are better than they were in 22.
Corners, probably
our
better.
Corners are better than 22.
But up front, had Hargrave, they had Fletcher, they had Hassan. They had a lot up front. They even signed Sue to the and he helped down the stretch of the season. It feels a little thinner up front right now.
However, I will say we had a phenomenal record with the 70 sacks, and that's great. And everybody hangs their hat on that. But we are getting I believe that our pass rush now and our total defensive line is better overall, minus the sacks, because our secondary is getting more knockdowns and we're not letting teams really pass the ball like they want to, because Jalen Carter is disrupting the middle, absorbing double teams like it's nothing. You got Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis just wrecking shop in the middle, and we had, before the unfortunate injury, Graham coming off the edge with Sweat as well coming off the edge, and kind of Huff. Like, he was disruptive. He wasn't getting his numbers up, but he was being disruptive. So I believe that our defensive scheme is different, so we're not focused on just down linemen rushing all the time. It's more about disrupting the offense, less about getting sacks and just making sure that the team can stop them from doing things. Different coordinators, you have to look at it a little differently. I believe that this team is better because not only do we upgrade at various positions, like I believe Quintanamo is much better than James Bradberry. I believe Blankenship is better than I don't even remember who our free safety was back then. And I believe that
it was Epps and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back there.
Right. It was Epps. I believe Blankenship is better than Epps. He came into his own, and I definitely believe Coop is a miles better upgrade than Devontae Maddox as our slot receiver. So overall, and plus, I love Miles Sanders. He was fun. He was a nice, shitty replacement. But let's be honest, this is a platinum upgrade to Miles Sanders before, in comparison position by position. And then Jalen's gotten better. He's learned more as a quarterback. He's grown in the league. So I feel like his growth has helped him get better. So, like, not taking anything away from 22, but just because of time in position for a lot of the players and a lot of guys coming to their own, this team is better overall.
I got you. All right, Frank, what do you got for us? What's your guess?
My guess is going to be the elf on the shelf.
Frank, that is a great guess.
100%, man. What?
But that's not
our
answer.
That's not the answer. Kyle,
I could have swore it was.
We had a lot of conversations this morning.
Kyle apologizes. So do we. Frank, it's not the answer.
No, it's fine. It's cool, man. It's
Frank,
cool.
Now, to
no,
be
it's
fair,
not. It's hurt. Hurt
to be fair, we talked through the elf on the shelf.
All right, whatever.
Once we get towards the end of the clues, Kyle will come back to
it. At least I didn't give it away.
No, Kyle had a senior moment.
Actually, I thought I had the moment, because when Kyle hit it, I was like, oh, I've been off the whole time? No, I'm right.
No, and I was sitting there going,
it was like someone has to be dead wrong.
All right, it was the long pause that I think was like.
No, when he said it, I was kind of like, wow. If I was thinking in my head, damn, if we would have stuck with the original one, he would have got it.
All right, so this has just been a disaster.
Yes, it has been.
Frank took it in stride. He thought he won the prize. I mean, you ruined his day. I mean, he heard the music.
No, but
I
understand why Kyle was confused.
Yeah.
Because it was a last minute scrap.
Well, because we started the meeting, and I said, I don't understand the elf on the shelf.
So we actually pre-show meeting, we did talk a lot about the elf on the shelf.
And I was asking you to help me, because I was asking you to help me understand what's the significance of the elf on the shelf.
All right, so one thing I want to bring up after his call. So Frank was making the point that collectively this pass rush, he likes it better, right? The way the defense plays.
By committee.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually think the last 2 days we are underrating the loss of Brandon Graham, the player. And we've talked a lot about the loss of Brandon Graham, the leader, the pro. He's as beloved as an Eagle as anyone is, right? And we're going to play a clip later in the show. He was on this morning with the morning show. He got emotional. Like, we're all going to miss BG. Guys, I don't know if we realize how much they're going to miss BG. The other night, he was wrecking that game.
Yes, he was.
Hugh, I'm looking right now at some of their pass rush stats for the season, okay? In terms of hurries this year, he's tied for first on the team. Quarterback knockdowns, he's third. Sacks, he's third. Pressures, he's third.
He was grading out high.
Right, so how are they replacing, however you slice it, I would say probably their second best edge rusher. Sweat was probably been the most consistent. I mean, not including Carter, I'm saying off the edge. Sweat's probably been their best guy off the edge this year. This is their second best edge rusher. And I don't think we say it like that because he's older. He wasn't supposed to be. This is a huge loss.
Yeah. And I'm going to say something. And I don't want you to laugh when I say it.
I'm not going to.
Because this is it, man. Bryce Huff got to step up. Bryce Huff has to earn the money that he's been given. That's the reality of the situation.
Well, we got to get him healthy first.
We got to get him healthy.
Off the IR.
No question about that. Got to get him healthy. Jalix Hunt is going to probably be somewhat of a contributor. That's asking a lot. But it's all hands on deck, because you're not going to get a whole bunch of guys off the street that are going to come in and help you and contribute in the way that you want them to readily. Because if they were pass rushers out there, they'd be on football teams right now. So you have to take it upon yourself to carry the mantle the best that you can. Do your part. This team has done a tremendous job of pass rush by committee over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And Coach Fangio has done a great job of the pieces that he has integrating them into this defense. Bryce Huff got to step up.
I know, and I'd be lying if I said I felt great about that idea, but that might be right.
That team
2 years ago had so much pass rush depth up front.
Yeah, trial by fire, man. He got to step up. He has to step up.
All right, 215-592-9494. It would help if Saquon keeps running like this, and maybe break some records. Let's hear from Emmanuel Acho on the path for Saquon to win the NFL MVP.
As an MVP voter, I'll make it very simple. If Saquon Barkley breaks the 40-year-old Eric Dickerson rushing record of 2,100 yards, Saquon Barkley will win MVP.
Yeah, yeah.
Barring someone else breaking a record. Saquon Barkley's on pace for 2,150 yards. If you can break an NFL record, their NFL's been around for 70 years. If you can break an NFL record, and if you can break Eric Dickerson's record over the last 40 years, he is the MVP. It is simple as that.
All right, so let's, you want to do some math on the show? We do this every once in a while.
Wait a minute. Let me get my
pen. You got your pen and paper?
Let me get my pencil.
I'm pretty good at math.
All right, let's try to do some math.
Wait, I got a pen. All right. I don't like writing in pen, though, because if I mess up,
race?
I ain't got
a... Do you have a pencil?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do math with a pen.
They taught us that in school, yeah. I don't usually have pencils. Do you guys carry pencils?
I keep a pencil.
You keep pencil?
Yeah, because I mess up all the time.
All right. So Emmanuel Acho, who does have an NFL MVP vote, as he just said there, he said if
didn't
he
know that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Why?
Surprised? Yeah.
When do we get like those? How do we get a vote?
He looked like that.
I actually think WIP should get a vote as a station.
I want
a
vote.
And then we do a vote as a you know all the people on the air, and then we combine it with audience vote.
Could you imagine? Put up a Twitter poll? Should WIP get an NFL MVP vote?
Yeah. And
okay. How do you get an MVP vote though? Who we need to see?
Well, I think they've changed the criteria because it used to be writers, right? But now there's so much media that's not like writing anymore.
I'm in the media.
You're in the media.
You think they'd give me a vote or they'd just look at me and laugh?
I wonder if people would say yes because we are actively leading the charge for Saquon to win the MVP.
That's what I mean.
So, they need us to have a vote.
The only issue is we all talk about who we voted on, so we'd be biased because I have a bet on Saquon, so I'm biased on this. All right, Hugh, here it is. Saquon Barkley, ready to do some math here, Hugh Douglas?
All right, then. Wait, you got to give me the problems first. All right, give me the numbers.
Saquon Barkley currently has 1,392 rushing yards.
1,392.
Yes, you got your pencil?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
So, Eric Dickerson's record is 2,105 rushing yards.
2,105.
So we need to get to 2,106, right, to break that record?
Uh-huh.
That's one more. So by my math, Hugh Douglas, Saquon needs 714 yards over the final six games.
714 yards.
Yes. So that would come out to 119 yards per game.
So we got how many games you got left?
Six.
You got six. So 119 yards a game.
Yeah.
He's going to get that. He'll get this record.
Okay, but now I have one more question for you.
What you got?
Can we do it in five games? Because you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get it in five games. I think it hits more, because remember, Dickerson only had 16 games, right? We got 17 now. So if Saquon could do it in 16 games, I feel like that's even more, like, wow. And then we can give him the last week off so it's he gets a little rest for the
playoffs. I see what you're saying. You're thinking ahead.
So here's what he needs to get it in 16 games. He needs to average 142.8 the next five.
142.8.
For the next five.
Okay.
You got all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Quiz tomorrow.
Yeah.
Asking a lot, Joe.
Can I keep this piece of paper as a reference?
Yes. Do we think he's going to do it now that we established the math? He needs
142.
He needs 714 over the next six. Is he going to break the record?
142.
Well, that's to do it in the next five. He only needs 119 per game to do it in the next six.
Well, you know, because I see what you're going with this, because you're trying to... You're trying to rest him. You're trying to give him that last rest.
Well, I'd love to do it in five games.
Okay.
So what do you think, Hugh? Simple question. Is he going to break the record? He needs 714 yards the rest of the season. Is Saquon Barkley going to be the all-time NFL rushing king?
You know, I just noticed he had 66 yards against the Cowboys that game. Okay, so...
He's had two games under 100 this season, right? Two? Browns and Cowboys?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he can do it. Well, no, in the Falcons, 95.
Okay, well, he was right there.
Yeah, he was right there.
He probably can only have, one more game under 100 if he's going to get there?
If he gets another one, like the 250-yard game that he had.
Well, that even
takes
that.
That's a huge help.
I feel like this. That Ravens defense is not the greatest, and I don't know if Roquan Smith – is Roquan Smith going to play?
Because
I saw him working out
last night.
He didn't play last night, and he was working out. So, put it like, if he could get 150 in that game, that's probably asking for a lot against that Ravens team.
I mean, guys,
but if he can get that, and you get that in that game, and then you got the Carolina Panthers, who looked pretty decent last couple outings.
The Ravens have the second best run defense in the NFL right now.
Ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm. And the fourth is the Steelers.
Nah, you know what, dog?
Who's also on the
schedule. We're going to need all these games.
Well, let me throw this at you. If we're close at the end, do you know who the bottom four run defenses are? Four of their last five opponents. Washington is 29th. 31st is the Cowboys. 32nd is Carolina. And you know who they end the season with, right?
The Giants.
He's going to break it against the Giants in Week 18.
Man, they're not.
Four of the bottom five are on our schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah, but...
But they also play Pittsburgh and the Ravens, right? So it's like four bad ones,
as bad
two good ones.
As the Giants are, I don't know about that one, though. I would rather
Wait
not
a second. Didn't he just run for 180 against them?
The reason why I'm saying it, Joe, is because they're probably going to make it. They're watching this. Who in New York isn't watching this?
You think those players care at the end?
Yes, they are. That a pride thing. I think the little bit of pride that they have left in New York, they're going to say right. that last
prediction.
Game.
He breaks their.
You don't think so?
They have no pride left. Have you heard them up there?
He's going to break the record against the Giants in Week 18.
Because Malik Nabers chewing gum like he. Chew and cut and talk about it. I ask the coaches. Yeah, they probably will.
Kyle, does he break the record? I think he's going to do it.
Yeah, so I think he's probably going to need that last game.
And it's the Giants.
I wonder, though, because Acho said it's simple. If he breaks the record, he wins the MVP. What if he's like 15, 20 yards short?
Well, that's a...
That's not breaking the record.
Well, but he's still going to go over 2,000. Are we going to say, no, you can't win the MVP because you didn't break the record?
No, but it's almost like that's like a 3,000 hit mark, right? You're not a Hall of Famer at 2,095, but if you get to 3,000, you get it.
I think I get what he's saying. I just think it's a little oversimplified. Like, I think he can get around there and still. Adrian Peterson didn't break the dick. He was close, right? Was he 9 yards short?
He was over 2,000. 2,000 feels like a magic number.
But Saquon could be over 2,000, but 100 yards short of the record.
I agree.
So you're going to say, no, you can't win the MVP?
Man, facing four of the bottom five run defenses. The worst four to end the season, that's a big one. Bruce at D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Well, you're going to have to do another refresh anyway.
Is this meeting, Bruce?
Yeah, this is meeting, Bruce.
Work, Bruce. What do we think Bruce does for a living?
Calls WIP.
That's true. He seems like he works in charge.
In IT? Yeah, he works in IT.
He seems like he's conducting meetings. TR's in Winfield. He's ready to go. What's up, TR? I lied. TR's...
Moment was too big.
This is a joke.
I thought TR was a red light player. He's not. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, I'm ready. What's going on, you guys? How you doing?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, man, I was thinking that the team that lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, I was thinking they was better, but your man Kyle, man, he should have been a lawyer.
But Kyle swayed your decision.
Is he badgering the witness again? This has become a real issue. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, he's badgering the witness.
Oh, stop it.
He's making my life harder. I got all these people that want to agree with me.
I put you right to the top. Everybody's saying better, and you said no. You got to the top.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry, Kyle. It won't happen again, Kyle.
Kyle,
you need to take some lessons, man. You need to take some lessons and apologize to people who need it.
Who do I need to apologize to? A lot of people. To who?
Come on.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Baseball season is over with, so I'm going to leave that there. But
oh, it's the Castellanos thing.
But we got better coordinators than we did in that Super Bowl run. Even although we jumped out on people, beat them up, our defense pinned their ears back, I think this team is more strategic. If I'm using that word right, I'm
saying
right.
Well, they find it seems like there's like a long term plan. Like they wear you down, and then beat you in the third and fourth quarter. Yeah,
wear you down, beat you in the third quarter. Yes, yes. We got younger. We're pretty good on the outside. The only thing is that pass rush, man. Need that pass rush to get it a little better, man. And with BG out, my heart go to BG, man. Please don't start with Bryce Huff, man.
Bryce Huff can get the job done.
This thing's coming out of Bryce. It really is crazy how it might come down to, can Bryce Huff get near Josh?
He might not
Josh?
Be the pass rusher you want, but he's the pass rusher you need.
Oh, great.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, you. I will shoot you up faster than I got any confidence in Bryce Huff, man. Go ahead and shoot up.
Anthony, we tried to tell Hugh yesterday he needs to go give the Eagles a few snaps.
Mm-mm.
Just try.
My elbow hurt.
Come on now.
Hey, my knees. Hey, man, they offer you a couple mil here for a few plays. Man, you not done with it?
No, my pride would kick in.
Wait
and be
a
like,
second.
Nah,
wait,
I got too much pride.
There's Anthony, we all know there's a number. If they present you
a number. Like, but I don't want to be remembered like that.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues quickly. What do you got?
Eggnog.
That's a good answer. Not it. Hugh, you're an eggnog guy?
Nah.
I didn't think so.
You got alcohol in it?
Well, yeah.
Well, nah. Because eggnog is nasty.
All right. 215-592-9494. For all your phone calls coming up and the Nick Sirianni press conference on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's all gravy this weekend on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, which means you're getting a feast of rewards all weekend long. And right now, all customers get a no-sweat NFL same-game parlay to celebrate the occasion. Place a three-leg same-game parlay. You get bonus bets back if your bet doesn't win. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. What are you waiting for? Start your feast now with a no-sweat same-game parlay on America's number one sportsbook. It's at FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel, official sports betting partner in the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP. Now I need Sirianni to go out to this to his press conference. They should play this when he gets to the podium.
He should tell y'all, I told y'all, back up off me.
Me specifically. Sirianni's press conference coming up here in just a couple minutes. We'll carry that. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Great prize to give away today as we have a pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on Saturday, December 7th. It is a triple header. BigFiveClassic.co to buy tickets. Also a pair for you right now today. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
We're giving them a second clue already because the first one wasn't good enough.
That's well, you said it, not me. It
wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it was a bomb clue, to be totally honest.
It was a good clue.
This is the second.
You ain't got to lie, Kyle. I can tell you lie. This is the second clue. I never really understood this tradition.
That based on the first hour of the show, no one's surprised.
I didn't know, I was reading the tradition list on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the Bloody Mary bar was like a tradition.
That feels like a lot to start the day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, so the first clue was Aldred and tradition. Second clue is Hugh never really understood this one in particular. That's your second clue.
We've really narrowed it down.
I would say most traditions you don't understand.
We live in two different worlds. It's obvious. I didn't know that. Wishbone?
Yeah. Huh. I think most people get it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. T-O-04, Saquon 24, better season. And, of course, right now are you ready to say this team is better than the Eagles team 2 years ago that made the Super Bowl? I'm not quite ready to say it yet, although they're trending that way. Hugh is ready to say it. Big V, Matt Laurel's up on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Gillio!
Big V.
Yo, Hugh.
Yo.
I love you, man, but you're going to have to, deal with some social issues and traditions.
What do you mean?
Come on. Yeah, tell him, Big V.
Q, listen, all I want to say is this. If it sounds like you're being attacked, if you feel like you're being attacked, you're being attacked, okay? Besides, Q's first clues are undefeated. Anybody got stats on how many people won off of Hugh's first clue?
It's pretty rare. It's pretty rare.
Somebody just did it last week.
It is last week. We had a Terrence, I believe. But yeah, Big V, I would say one out of every 20 maybe wins on the first clue. It's pretty rare.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So Hugh, okay, cool. I understand. But but in terms of saying that the Eagles are better than they were from the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I said that during the draft. I was the first one that came up there and said this was Howie's season. And, hats off to the big three, Howie, Lori, and Sirianni, because Sirianni and that conversation more than likely said what he need for us to get to the Super Bowl, surrounding it around Jalen. Lori said, okay, let me open up my pocketbook. And Howie went and got the pieces in place. This team is better because they're more of a balanced team, offensively and defensively. I mean, they're so balanced that they can barely find an identity. It's just one team, one goal, working for one thing, that Super Bowl.
Like a script writer over here, Big V. One team, one goal, working for everything.
That was a thing at one point. One team, one goal, one city.
I think that might have been the year they won the whole thing in 2017. All right, Big V, you're ready. I like that. And you said you were first, so you get extra points for that. Big V, what do you got for us? Hughes clues, what's your guess?
I don't know. Holiday tradition. Sex?
It's a tradition?
Not on your list.
I didn't know. Like for the holidays, I know, on Wednesday night is the biggest night for drinking, and people coming back into town.
I guess that could probably tie into that. I would say that's bad decisions on Wednesday. Settle down, everyone. Settle down.
I would have rolled him until he told me no. Making bad decisions on a Wednesday night.
Well, that is one of those bad decisions. Like tomorrow night, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the night before then. People go home, I guess.
Well, people come back home.
That's what
from,
I mean.
From,
yeah. They see people. They see a shot at you
like you wouldn't understand this.
Who, me?
No,
Big V. Like his answer. The second clue was that Hugh doesn't understand this.
Oh, did he take a shot at you?
I ain't worried about
I didn't pick up on that.
Worry about Big V taking a shot at my sex life.
But wait a second. Big D's got a thing to us. Do you think we would have let Hugh roll that out as Hugh's clues today?
Yes. What's wrong with Big
V? Can't control Hugh.
Nah, well, I think we could have some veto power like Hugh. Is this really the best idea?
What's wrong with you?
Come on, man. Frank and Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, what's up, Frank? What's up?
So, at first, I wanted to ask Q for the first clue before we got to the second one. I didn't understand if it was falling asleep after eating a big meal while watching the game. Because that's a tradition in my family.
That's a great one. That's
to fall asleep after a big meal?
While watching the game.
I mean, that sounds about more.
But you said you don't understand it. That's not my guess. I have an actual guess. But before I get to that, I want
to
give you
a good way to get two guesses.
Mm-hmm. I think T.O.'s 2004 season is really great in time, but AJ had a better season in 2022. He had 296 more yards. He missed like 11 touchdowns. He missed one game. And overall had a better year because I think AJ is technically T.O. part two for us. Saquon season, when it's all said and done, barring no injuries and everything like that, everything goes smoothly, I think he'll have the best Eagles single season offensive season in Eagles history. Yes, I love LeSean McCoy. I was glad he got the rushing title, but Saquon is doing numbers. He's not just running the ball. He's catching the passes. He's also doing the intangible stuff like the blocks and like being available to help when things need to get like broken down and plus locker room stuff. So T.O.'s up there, but when you look at all the individual seasons since then, he's not even in the top six personally, in my opinion.
Frank, I think that's a fair – I mean, it is fair to say A.J. was incredible in 22 too. I do think the league has changed so much, though, and it's just more open to passing. Like, it's almost more – you know what I mean? Like, it's what – to watch a receiver do what he did in that time compared to now, it's almost – I'm not taking away from A.J. He's great, and I agree with you. He's like T.O. 2.0. I just feel like it was harder to put up those kind of numbers then. Now, there's like a lot of receivers each year get to 1,200, 1,300 yards. It's not – it's a little different.
Right, and I agree with you. And like I said, in time, that was a phenomenal season. It's just now it's a little different.
Yep.
Now, I will say our team now is better than 22 for just very few reasons. Do you believe Zach Bond is better than T.J. Edwards?
Yes. Though Edwards was good, he's better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying Edwards is bad, but Zach Bond is better. And like at various positions, we can see the upgrades. Our safeties are better than they were in 22.
Corners, probably
our
better.
Corners are better than 22.
But up front, better they tacklers. Had Hargrave, they had Fletcher, they had Hassan. They had a lot up front. For they even signed Sue to the and he helped down the stretch of the season. It feels a little thinner up front right now.
However, I will say we had a phenomenal record with the 70 sacks, and that's great. Everybody hangs their hat on that. But we are getting I believe that our pass rush now and our total defensive line is better overall, minus the sacks, because our secondary is getting more knockdowns we're not letting teams really pass the ball like they want to, because Jalen Carter is disrupting the middle, absorbing double teams like it's nothing. You got Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis just wrecking shop in the middle, and we had, before the unfortunate injury, Graham coming off the edge with Sweat as well coming off the edge, and kind of Huff. Like, he was disruptive. He wasn't getting his numbers up, but he was being disruptive. So I believe that our defensive scheme is different, so we're not focused on just down linemen rushing all the time. It's more about disrupting the offense, less about getting sacks and just making sure that the team can stop them from doing things. Different coordinators, you have to look at it a little differently. I believe that this team is better because not only do we upgrade at various positions, like I believe Quintanamo is much better than James Bradbury. I believe Blankenship is better than – I don't even remember who our free safety was back then. And I believe that
it was Epps and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back there.
Right. It was Epps. I believe Blankenship is better than Epps. He came into his own. And I definitely believe Coop is a miles better upgrade than Devontae Maddox as our slot receiver. So overall – and plus – I love Miles Sanders. He was fun. He was a nice, shitty replacement. But let's be honest, this is a platinum upgrade to Miles Sanders before, in comparison position by position. And then Jalen's gotten better. He's learned more as a quarterback. He's grown in the league. So I feel like his growth has helped him get better. So, like, not taking anything away from 22, but just because of time in position for a lot of the players and a lot of guys coming to their own, this team is better overall.
I got you. All right, Frank, what do you got for us? What's your guess?
My guess is going to be the elf on the shelf.
Frank, that is a great guess.
100%, man. What?
But that's not our answer.
That's not the answer. Kyle.
I could have swore it was.
We had a lot of conversations this morning.
Kyle apologizes. So do we. Frank, it's not the answer.
No, it's fine. It's cool, man.
Frank, to be fair.
It's hurt.
To be fair. We talked through the elf on the show.
All right. Whatever.
Once we get towards the end of the clues, Kyle will come back to Laurel.
Well, at least I didn't give it away.
No, Kyle had a senior moment.
Actually, I thought I had the moment because when Kyle hit, I was like, oh, I've been off the whole time? No, I'm right.
No, and I was sitting there going,
it was like someone has to be dead wrong.
All right, it was the long pause that I think was like.
No, when he said it, I was kind of like, wow. If I was thinking in my head, damn, if we would have stuck with the original one, he would have got it.
All right, so this has just been a disaster.
Yes, it has been.
Frank took it in stride. He thought he won the prize. I mean, you ruined his day. I mean, he heard the music.
No, but
I
understand why Kyle was confused.
Yeah.
Because it was a last minute scrap. Well, because we started the meeting, and I said, To Joe, I don't understand the elf on the shelf.
So we actually pre-show meeting, we did talk a lot about the elf on the shelf.
And I was asking you to help me, because I was asking you to help me understand what's the significance of the elf on the shelf.
All right, so one thing I want to bring up after his call. So Frank was making the point that collectively this pass rush, he likes it better, right? The way the defense plays.
By committee.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually think the last 2 days we are underrating the loss of Brandon Graham, the player. And we've talked a lot about the loss of Brandon Graham, the leader, the pro. He's as beloved as an Eagle as anyone is, right? And we're going to play a clip later in the show. He was on this morning with the morning show. He got emotional. Like, we're all going to miss BG. Guys, I don't know if we realize how much they're going to miss BG. The other night, he was wrecking that game.
Yes, he was.
Hugh, I'm looking right now at some of their pass rush stats for the season, okay? In terms of hurries this year, he's tied for first on the team. Quarterback knockdowns, he's third. Sacks, he's third. Pressures, he's third.
He was grading out high.
Right, so how are they replacing, however you slice it, I would say probably their second best edge rusher? Sweat was probably been the most consistent. I mean, not including Carter, I'm saying off the edge. Sweat's probably been their best guy off the edge this year. This is their second best edge rusher. And I don't think we say it like that because he's older. He wasn't supposed to be. This is a huge loss.
Yeah. And I'm going to say something. And I don't want you to laugh when I say it.
I'm not going to.
Because this is it, man. Bryce Huff got to step up. Bryce Huff has to earn the money that he's been given. That's the reality of the situation.
Well, we got to get him healthy first.
Off the IR. No question about that. Got to get him healthy. Jalix Hunt is going to probably be somewhat of a contributor. That's asking a lot. But it's all hands on deck because you're not going to get a whole bunch of guys off the street that are going to come in and help you and contribute in the way that you want them to readily. Because if they were pass rushers out there, they'd be on football teams right now. So you have to take it upon yourself to carry the mantle the best that you can. Do your part. This team has done a tremendous job of pass rush by committee over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And Coach Fangio has done a great job of the pieces that he has integrating them into this defense. Bryce Huff got to step up.
I know. And I'd be lying if I said I felt great about that idea. But that might be right. That team 2 years ago had so much pass rush depth up front.
Yeah, trial by fire, man. He got to step up. He has to step up.
All right, 215-592-9494. It would help if Saquon keeps running like this. And, you know, maybe break some records. Let's hear from Emmanuel Acho on the path for Saquon to win the NFL MVP.
As an MVP voter, I'll make it very simple. If Saquon Barkley breaks the 40-year-old Eric Dickerson rushing record of 2,100 yards, Saquon Barkley will win MVP.
Yeah.
Barring someone else breaking a record. Saquon Barkley's on pace for 2,150 yards. If you can break a NFL record, their NFL's been around for 70 years. If you can break an NFL record, and if you can break Eric Dickerson's record over the last 40 years, he is the MVP. It is simple as that.
All right, so let's you want to do some math on the show? We do this every once in a while.
Wait a minute. Let me get my...
You got your pen and paper?
Let me get my pencil.
I'm pretty good at math.
All right, let's try to do some math.
I got a pen. I don't like writing in pen, though, because if I mess up,
I
ain't
got a... Do you have a pencil?
You're not supposed to do math with a pen.
They taught us that in school, I don't usually have pencils. Do you guys carry pencils?
I keep a pencil.
You keep pencil?
Yeah, because I mess up all the time.
All right. So... Emmanuel Acho, who does have an NFL MVP vote, as he just said there, he said if
didn't
he
know that. I mean, know. I wouldn't be surprised.
Why?
Surprised? Yeah.
When do we get like those? How do we get a vote?
He looked like that.
I actually think WIP should get a vote as a station.
I want
a
vote.
And then we do a vote as a you know, all the people on the air, and then we combine it with audience vote.
Could you put up a Twitter poll? Should WIP get an NFL MVP vote?
Yeah. And
okay. How do you get an MVP vote though? Who we need to see?
Well, I think they've changed the criteria because it used to be writers, right? But now there's so much media that's not like writing
I'm
anymore.
I'm in the media.
You're in the media.
Can you think they'd give me a vote or they'd just look at me and laugh?
I wonder if people would say yes because we are actively leading the charge for Saquon to win the MVP.
That's what I mean.
They need us to have a vote.
The only issue is we all talk about who we voted on, so we'd be biased because I have a bet on Saquon, so I'm biased on this. All right, Hugh, here it is. Saquon Barkley, ready to do some math here, Hugh Douglas?
All right, then. Wait, you got to give me the problems first. All right, give me the numbers.
Saquon Barkley currently has 1,392 rushing yards.
1,392.
Yes, you got your pencil?
Yeah, I got it. I'm writing it down.
So Eric Dickerson's record is 2,105 rushing yards.
2,105.
So we need to get to 2,106, right, to break that record?
Uh-huh.
That's one more. So by my math, Hugh Douglas, Saquon needs 714 yards over the final six games.
714 yards.
Yes. So that would come out to 119 yards per game.
So we got how many games you got left?
Six.
You got six. So 119 yards a game.
Yeah.
He going to get that. He'll get this record.
Okay, but now I have one more question for you.
What you got?
Can we do it in five games? Because you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get it in five games. I think it hits more because remember, Dickerson only had 16 games, right? We got 17 now. So if Saquon could do it in 16 games, I feel like that's even more like, wow. And then we can give him the last week off so he gets a little rest for the
playoffs. I see what you're saying. You're thinking ahead.
So here's what he needs to get it in 16 games. He needs to average 142.8 the next five.
142.8.
For the next five.
Okay.
You got all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Quiz tomorrow.
Yeah,
a lot, Joe.
Can I keep this piece of paper as a reference?
Yes. Do we think he's going to do it now that we established the math? He needs
142.
He needs 714 over the next six. Is he going to break the record?
142.
Well, that's to do it in the next five. He only needs 119 per game to do it in the next six.
Well, you know, because I see where you're going with this because you're trying to. You're trying to rest him. You're trying to give him that last rest.
Well, I'd love to do it in five games.
Okay.
So what do you think, Hugh? Simple question. Is he going to break the record? He needs 714 yards the rest of the season. Is Saquon Barkley going to be the all-time NFL rushing king?
You know, I just noticed he had 66 yards against the Cowboys that game. Okay, so.
He's had two games under 100 this season, right? Two? Browns and Cowboys?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he can do it. Well, no, in the Falcons. 95.
Okay. Well, he was right there.
He was right there.
He probably can only have, one more game under 100 if he's going to get there?
If he gets another one, like the 250-yard game that he had.
Well, that even
takes
that.
I feel like this. That Ravens defense is not the greatest. And I don't know if Roquan Smith going to play?
Because
I saw him working out
last night.
He didn't play last night, and he was working out. So put it like, if he could get 150 in that game, that's probably asking for a lot. Against that Ravens team.
I mean, guys,
but if you can get that.
Yeah.
And you get that in that game, and then you got the Carolina Panthers, who looked pretty decent last couple outings.
The Ravens have the second-best run defense in the NFL right now.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And the fourth is the Steelers.
Nah, you know what, dog?
Who's also on the
schedule. We're going to need all these games.
Well, let me throw this at you. If we're close at the end, do you know who the bottom four run defenses are? Four of their last five opponents. Washington is 29th. 31st is the Cowboys, 32nd is Carolina, and you know who they end the season with, right?
The Giants.
He's going to break it against the Giants in Week 18.
Man, they're not.
Four of the bottom five are on our schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah, but.
But they also play Pittsburgh and the Ravens, right? So it's like four bad ones.
As bad as the Giants are, I don't know about that one, though. I would rather not have
him. Wait a second. Didn't he just run for 180 against them?
The reason why I'm saying it, Joe, is because. They're probably gonna make it. They're watching this. Who in New York isn't watching this?
You think those players care at the end?
Yes, they are. That a pride thing. I think the little bit of pride that they have left in New York, they're gonna say right. That one for that last game.
Prediction: He breaks the.
You don't think so?
He's going to have no pride left. Have you heard them up there?
He's going to break the record against the Giants in Week 18.
Because Malik Nabers chewing gum like he. Chewing cud and talking about, ask the coaches. Yeah, they probably won't.
Kyle, does he break the record? I think he's going to do it.
Yeah, so I think he's probably going to need that last game.
And
to
it's
be honest
the Giants.
With you. I wonder, though, because Acho said it's simple. If he breaks the record, he wins the MVP. What if he's like 15, 20 yards short?
Well, that's a...
That's not breaking the record.
That's
well,
not.
But no, but he's still going to go over 2,000. Are we going to say, no, you can't win the MVP because you didn't break the record?
No, but it's almost like a 3,000 hit mark, right? You're not a Hall of Famer at 2,095, but if you get to 3,000, you get it.
That's I think I get what he's saying. I just think it's a little oversimplified. Like, I think you can get around there and still. Adrian Peterson didn't break the dick. He was close, right? Was he 9 yards short?
Right, but he was over 2,000. 2,000 feels like a magic number.
But Saquon could be over 2,000, but 100 yards short of the record.
I agree.
So you're going to say, no, you can't win the MVP?
Man, facing four of the bottom five run defenses. The worst four to end the season, that's a big one. Bruce at D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Well, you're going to have to do another refresh anyway. Uh-oh. Give me
Bruce, is this meeting? Is this meeting, Bruce?
Yeah, this meeting, Bruce.
Work, Bruce. What do we think Bruce does for a living?
Calls WIP.
That's true. He seems like he's in charge.
He works in IT.
IT?
Yeah, he works in IT.
He seems like he's conducting meetings. TR's in Winfield. He's ready to go. What's up, TR? I lied. TR's...
Momo was too big.
This is a joke.
I thought
frankly.
TR was a red light player. He's not. Anthony's a Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, yeah, I'm ready. What's going on, you guys? How you doing?
What's up, Anthony?
Man? Hey, man, I was thinking that the team that lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, I was thinking they was better, but your man Kyle, man, he should have been a lawyer.
But Kyle swayed your decision.
Is he badgering the witness again? This has become a real issue. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, he's badgering the witness.
Oh,
man,
stop it.
He's making my life harder. I got all these people that want to agree with me.
I put you right to the top. Everybody's saying better, and you said no. You got to the top.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry, Kyle. It won't happen again, Kyle.
Kyle,
you need to take some lessons, man. You need to take some lessons and apologize to people who need it.
Who do I need to apologize to? A lot of people. To who?
Come on.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Baseball season is over with, so I'm going to leave that there. But
it's the Castellanos thing.
But we got better coordinators than we did in that Super Bowl run. Even although we jumped out on people, beat them up, our defense pinned their ears back, I think this team is more strategic. If I'm using that word right.
They find it seems like there's like a long term plan. Like they wear you down, and then beat you in the third and fourth quarter. Yeah,
wear you down, beat you in the third quarter. Yes. We got younger. We got younger. We pretty good on the outside. The only thing is that pass rush, man. Need that pass rush to get it a little better, man. And with BG out, my heart go to BG, man.
Bryce Huff.
Please don't start with Bryce Huff, man.
Bryce Huff can get the job done.
This thing's coming out of Bryce. It really is crazy how it might come down to, can Bryce Huff get near Josh?
He might not
be
the pass rusher you want, but he's the pass rusher you need.
Oh, great.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. I will shoot you up faster than I got any confidence in Bryce Huff, man. Go ahead and shoot up.
Anthony, we tried to tell Hugh yesterday he needs to go give the Eagles a few snaps.
Mm-mm.
Just try.
My elbow hurt.
Oh,
my
elbow hurt. Come on now.
And
my knees.
Hey, man, they offer you a couple mil here for a few plays. Man, you're not done with it?
No, my pride would kick in.
Wait
and be
a
like,
second.
Nah,
wait,
I got too much pride.
There's Anthony, we all know there's a number. If they present
you a number. Like, but I don't want to be remembered like that.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, give us a guess for Hugh's clues quickly. What do you got?
Eggnog.
That's a good answer. Not it. Hugh, you're an eggnog guy?
No. Nah.
I didn't think so.
You got alcohol in it?
Well, yeah.
Well, nah. Because eggnog is nasty.
All right. 215-592-9494. For all your phone calls coming up and the Nick Sirianni press conference on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's all gravy this weekend on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, which means you're getting a feast of rewards all weekend long. And right now, all customers get a no-sweat NFL same-game parlay to celebrate the occasion. Place a three-leg same-game parlay. You get bonus bets back if your bet doesn't win. NFL same-game parlay is the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. What are you waiting for? Start your feast now with a no-sweat same game parlay on America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel, official sports betting partner in the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.